Georgia in the bed.
How are you, my friend? I'm Fanny Hurley.
Why?
Why? Thank you. Oh, darling. Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
Well, you don't know how glad I am to see you.
Well, turn on your light there.
We don't need any light.
Yes, sir. No, we don't need a light. We can see you. Get your arms down here and warm. My goodness. Didn't have a very good night last
What was
night.
The matter?
Have some sleep.
Okay.
We'll sit down.
I'm so glad to see you. You told me you were coming.
Yeah.
And fine kind of cold weather, didn't you?
Well, it always turns cold when I come.
Windy.
Now, you're going to be warm enough there?
Yes, and I brought all the clothes I could find. Because I never know how people's houses are going to be.
But that is not cold, it's just winter. That's where it can be cold, I think.
I could turn off that stove there.
We don't need it. We're fine. If you
oh,
are.
It's cozy in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, I've got my blanket on.
Mm-hmm.
I got up and stayed up a while. Ate some breakfast. I said if I ate breakfast, I could ought to stay up.
Yeah.
That's the way you pay for your breakfast? That's the way you pay for your breakfast. Stay up a little while?
Well, I was awake at the first streak of dawn this morning. But my people didn't get up quite so early.
Oh.
They all had to go to the field, every one of them.
Oh, are they?
Everyone's setting eggplants.
Ooh.
God, they've got some kind of new machinery. I don't know what it is. It takes one to drive it.
Yeah.
And two to set the plants.
Yeah.
So Sue and Butchie are doing that while the Pedro, the nigger, drives it.
Oh.
And Freddie is a... has his water, you know that.
He does irrigating.
Yes, he's irrigating.
Whereabouts are they doing it now, my friend?
On the old thrasher place.
Yeah.
Over there, there's plenty of water, you know. The old mill pond.
Oh, yeah. Right down the foot of the hill.
I never have been over. I never have seen the old pond, the old big place. People used to live over there.
Yeah.
You know that Mr. Howard Peace, don't you, and Megan Opie?
Yes.
But his father owned a home out there. They had a home out there before they moved into Megan Opie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know Howard. I see him every time I go just about over there in the Sunday school.
He's getting pretty old, isn't he?
Well, it's not his age so much, Miss Anna, his hearing, you know.
Yes, we lose our hearing. My sight's the worst thing.
Yeah.
My eyes give me a lot of trouble. If I could just see to read, I'd be so happy.
Oh, that would be it, yeah. I brought you the form.
This morning.
Uh-huh. I'll leave it with you. Let you play it when I go. Then you won't feel in a hurry. You can just take your time and listen to them.
I was saying, people on.
Yes, all except one. And he's pretty nice.
Clyde. Was he the one that used to
Clyde
be the moderator? He wasn't there this morning.
Grady was the moderator.
Ready to snow?
Yeah.
He's a Baptist, too. Mm-hmm. So I'd let you know he's a Baptist every once in a while.
Does he say so, or in what he says?
I don't know. It just kind of comes out a little. Well, Frances, my mother, was a Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
But she said she was glad she married a Presbyterian elder. Well, her father's people were all Presbyterians. Her mother's a Baptist. I don't know. I've had some mighty good Baptist friends.
Yeah. But still, every now and then they let you know. From Fair Baptist.
Yes, sir. L.K. Edwards is one of the leading men in the whole Baptist church, I reckon.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's a pretty good boy. He's a multimillionaire. And he had so much money not long ago, you know, that he carpeted the whole church, put a new organ there, uh-huh. Pipe organ, and the other two. Well, that's all right, to the praise of God. But Francis, I think about so many boys and girls who need an education, who want an education. I know you know what our Thornhill orphanage is.
Mm-hmm.
How wonderful it is. It won't let you to adopt a child, and they're trained in their whatever their training is. My father and mother were intimate friends of Dr. and Mrs. W.P. Jacobs, who founded the orphanage. Great thing is, I have so much time to think and so little time to understand. So little mind. Such a little mind to try to understand.
Yes, it's just so much.
Yes, sir. I know you knew of that man that was beaten to death. You know, he was a mail carrier. And Fred knew him so well. Was a good man. A voted member of the Methodist Church. You knew about it, didn't you?
When was that, Miss Anna?
Well, it happened this Sunday night, I think a week ago.
I don't think I heard about that.
He was a man that brought the mail, and Freddie went into the army with his son. His name was Bragg.
No.
But he was keeping a filling station out there on somewhere on 45, I don't know where this junction is. But he had to make a little more money because he needed to pay his taxes. An awfully good, fine man, about 53 years old. And last Sunday night, two niggers beat him so terribly, they broke his skull. And two people who wanted gas went into the filling station. They didn't see anyone, but they heard a groaning, and they found this poor fellow and called the police, and he was taken to the medical center again, but he died Thursday.
Oh yes, I heard of that, Miss Hannah. That's awful.
You did hear about it.
Yeah.
Now it's awfully hard to think of that poor innocent man that was a worker, an ardent worker,
mm-hmm.
in the Methodist Church. Had a wife and a son, trying to make a living to be killed like that.
Yeah.
Things like that are hard to understand. I just hope and trust that somebody said lynch the niggers, lynch them. I said no. A man came to my husband's door one night and told him to come on and go with him. They were going to lynch a man. And he said no, never. Let the law take its course. Francis,
mm-hmm.
these good old Ku Klux are done away with.
Mm-hmm.
Not
really.
There were lots of them in old South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you.
What do you think happened to them, Miss Hannah?
To the Ku Klux?
Yeah.
They just had to go out of business, I reckon. Didn't President Johnson See, after that woman was killed. You know, March. And Frances, I didn't have much sympathy for her. She had 5 children, and she ought to have been home taking care of them.
Miss Anna, you are old-fashioned in your thinking. Don't you know your children don't hold you down? They take care of themselves. I don't know just how they figure it.
Well, Guy, I love the Negroes. I was taught to love them. My mother loved them, and her father was a good slave owner. He took care of his slaves. And some of them have been my best friends, and I would want them always done justice. Who could you find better than old Liza down there? And I guess Bessie is a good woman too.
Oh, yeah.
And old Laurel.
Miss Anna, I had one girl come up to there where I am, and she seemed awful nervous. And she had 4 children, and she said she just had to go back to school or get a job or something. They just ran her crazy.
Mm-hmm, the children. She had to get away from it. You don't hardly think about Negro women feeling that way about their children. You do white people somehow or another. But maybe that's why they do work out.
My Mary Ward Willison has got the best colored girl I ever did know, Nellie. She's got more sympathy and goodness in her. She's got 5 children to take care of. The oldest boy is in the junior college in Ocala. But I was just thinking about the old Negro spirituals. You know, one is, were you there when they crucified my Lord? I'm old enough to remember hearing the old Negro spirituals. The old Negroes sing them.
Yeah, that was a singing world. They would sing and whistle.
Get a little darker than the cornfield. How they could sing. You know about Fisk University, don't you, Francis?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
When I was in Nashville, I heard a lot about it. I went one Sunday afternoon with a Methodist teacher and some other Methodist girls out to the penitentiary and heard one of those Jubilee girls sing. And now she could sing.
Yeah. What were you doing up in Nashville, Miss Anna?
I went to the old Peabody College. And 2 years. I wish I'd gone before.
Well, you say old. It wasn't old when you went to it.
No, sir. No. Well, the principal of it was Dr. Payne, who came from Ann Arbor University. Is that in Michigan?
Yeah.
He was a teaches young people from all over the South.
Were you a teacher?
I was a teacher. I taught school twice in an old schoolhouse. Where the board house is now. They built a schoolhouse down there. I came from Nashville. I promised to teach, to be a teacher, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd gotten a scholarship for 1 year. And that promised to be a teacher. And I tried to get a position. I couldn't find one. So the people of this neighborhood said, we're going to build a schoolhouse. And we want, and I applied, you know, to the education board here. And they let me teach 2 years in their schoolhouse. I had, I think, 36 pupils and about 36 grades.
And some of them, I bet, were bigger than you were. You were such a little one.
Yeah, they were two boys. They were large for their age. That were the oldest boys in school. I guess they were about 14 and 16, something like that. And they were the best help. They set the children such a lovely example. Oh, the good old times, hay rides and parties. And Francis, we had an opera house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, up there where the Pattersons live.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lady from Boston who lived there. And she had a house built. And we had plays. Not old opera house.
Susanna, I forget her name.
Whittemore. Yes, they were Unitarians, but they helped in all the church work.
Now, that was just the members of the community, wasn't it?
So?
That was just the members of the community. She worked with just the neighbors, didn't she?
Yes, sir. Yes. Of course, they didn't come to church. But that man, Samson, had those wonderful rolls down there on the point that the coal killed in 99. He was a master worth a man. He and his wife came to the Presbyterian Church. When he died, he was buried from the church, from our church.
Oh.
They were wonderful, kind people. And big, wealthy, very wealthy people. But you know, I think it's so nice when people have a lot of money and don't show it.
Yeah.
And so when I knew well, very well, the Dr. Belk, you know, the Belk stores. My sister-in-law married old Dr. Walker, who was the uncle of the Tammy Belk, head of these Belk stores. And I knew him. And he was a great benefactor. But he didn't want you to thank him.
Yeah.
He never wanted you to thank him.
Didn't want to be conspicuous.
No. No, he raised some pretty good children and some pretty wild ones.
What do you think happened to them, Sam?
Well, they happened to those wild children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're living. Some of them are in the Presbyterian work.
Yes.
One of the ones in Orlando, a Belk.
You know, there was some little attraction in being wild, but to be, Francis, what they call the juvenile now, the delinquents, I don't know whether that's so attractive or not.
Oh, what guy?
Don't you know when they were wild, you know, like the Belk children?
Yes.
Wild. Well, now, they might have had a pretty good time.
But they were trained right. And I think the boy that was a little wild and broke, tore up so many cars before he settled down, has been converted and settled down.
He just had to, he just had to run to drive fast.
Well, everybody used to have to sow their wild oats. They don't call it that anymore. They just call them delinquents, I think, from about the time they were born.
Well, isn't it too bad that they have to sow those wild oats?
Well, everybody didn't pay much attention to it. They always say, well, that's
I think we're all old enough to know better, but we don't practice it. Our little girl is growing up. I wish you could read some of her. She writes. She's a journalist of the school down there, and I want her to give you some of her writing sometime. Some of her ideas. She's a good little worker in her Sunday school. She plays the piano, Francis, for Sunday school. She loves her music. She's just 14, and she has a cousin in Gainesville, a very beautiful girl who is in society with her nice clothes and everything. But she don't seem to envy her at all.
Isn't that nice?
She's happy in her work here. They have just finished their youth week, they call it, going every single night to a service, hear some speaker, the CYF. And Thursday night they had a banquet. Jane went down to it and thought how wonderfully nice it was. The mothers all there serving the children. It is a beautiful thing. You know Miss Rutland, don't you, guys?
Oh, yes. Anything she does
is lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lovely. And this Baptist preacher, Mr. Andes, I believe is his name.
Yes.
He is taking a good deal of interest in it.
Yeah.
They went every single night. But it closed Thursday night. I'm so glad that she takes an interest in her Sunday school and in her CYF.
Does she talk to you much about what they do down there, Miss Anna?
I can't get much out of her. No. I asked her. I said, Baby Jane, her name is Jane.
Baby.
Francis.
Uh-huh.
And my BJ, Baby Jane. We couldn't distinguish them. And I said, BJ, any of these new ideas of there being no God and all those things coming to your mind? She said, no. No, never. Never.
Well, now, I'll tell you, Miss Anna, one thing about BJ. If you ask her a question now, she'll talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. She's not afraid to talk to
you. She likes to be talked to, too. She's a very sweet little girl, sweet disposition.
What kind of thing do they do down there, as you understand it, Miss Anna?
So?
What do they do down there?
They have a speaker every single night. And I think the children have to answer questions.
I guess they have discussions.
Yes, sir. Discussions. And they have a devotional, you know, of course. They have it every Sunday night, you know. to the different people here. Take the church.
Yeah.
Wilma takes them a week and Fred does and Nancy bought them.
Oh, do they?
They all have their week around.
Carpool.
I've taken the children, yes.
That
a regular Sunday night service don't keep you so very long, but these youth week nights kept them long, sometimes 10 o'clock.
Yeah. And after the school all day, that's right smart, huh?
Yes. It rushed them, kept them pretty busy. Some nights they didn't get home till after 10 o'clock.
I went to one of Mrs. Rutland's meetings, just one, Miss Anna, and I just went down to see what she did. And that night they had some of the Christian athletes from the university, I forget just what the organization is called, young fellas, about 20, and I sat in one of the groups, and this fellow was going to talk and lead the discussion, but he didn't get much discussion, he talked. Mm-hmm. And it's just marvelous. Oh, he talked well. And I was just so impressed with it. And you see, Miss Rutland, though, was behind it. And she got him there and kept it going.
You know, Florence entertained some foreign students one night, and she had these girls out there to supper with them. And Beatty just talked to one of them. I think he was from, I don't know where they were from now. But she said he was wonderful. They were not, I think two of them were professing Christians. One of them, I have forgotten what he was. But it was marvelous, and they talked to the CYF too. That Florence, isn't she a wonderful person?
Yes, she is. She does a lot of things, doesn't she? She cured my rheumatism, Miss Anna.
So?
She cured my back. She told me what to do, and I did it for once.
Well, I want you to help her when you can. I would love to live to see it completed and read it, but I don't know.
Well, I'll make a little bit on it. You know, I heard something not long ago about the date that it's the only fruit that's grown that has to be hand-pollinated. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Every date has to have the pollen shaken over it by a man. It cannot do it itself. It's just unbelievable. As old as the date
as
is,
long as that's been going on.
And this. I almost questioned it. But the gal that told us about it had just come back from a little trip to California, and she was so amazed. And her husband, one of these people, has got to know everything about everything, and. They had gone into the history of the dates, and that's what they found out.
And well, they sent him as a young boy 6 months to Arabia.
Uh-huh.
And then they sent him to Egypt with two older men for a solid year.
Uh-huh.
He said those old men drank and played cards and had a good time. But he said, I didn't enjoy any of it.
Uh-huh.
Mighty fine young fella. His oldest son is a doctor. I think the other son is a teacher out in California.
Well, you're the one I want to ask this question to. I've been trying to find somebody who would know. You know, in the Bible, where the man was the dresser of the sycamore trees? Now, the sycamore, I understand, is not the sycamore that we know.
No.
What was it?
Was a kind of fig.
And daggummit, I was hoping it was going to be the date because I thought, well, maybe that's what they meant by dressing the tree, you know.
It might have been the date. But it said the dresser figs, I believe they called it figs.
And I got to thinking, well, maybe then it was the olive because they...
Who were that? Oh. Amos, wasn't it? Amos.
Wouldn't know.
Amos.
Dress of the Sycamore. Yeah, I guess it was Amos.
They asked me some questions, I don't know.
Not many.
They was these wood puddles.
Mm-hmm.
And often there's a religious mention. If they asked me the other day who Haman was. Mm-hmm. And I said, you have to read the book of Esther. Mm-hmm. Find out who Haman was.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the name God isn't mentioned in that whole book.
Yeah.
But the Jews believe in it above everything. I think those two books, Ruth and Esther, are so beautiful. And Francis, these ministers, you know, when the wedding is now, the marriages are using Ruth of what she said to poor Naomi.
No.
Whether thou goest, mm-hmm. I will go. Thy people shall be my people. Where thou dwellest, I will dwell, and where thou art buried, there will I be buried. It's a beautiful response of the wife.
Well, I guess it is.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard.
I hadn't thought of that.
Oh. Long Bible. Ministers. Daughters married a minister's son. Years ago, a young man came and talked to us. His name was Edwin Montgomery. And he was going to be a minister. And he got a scholarship. He was going to Heidelberg, Germany, but the war broke out. And he sent him to Scotland. So when he came back, he was an ordained minister. And he is the minister in Lake City, has been there for years and years. Dr. Edward Montgomery. Well, Mrs. Brown met them at a retreat she went to last Saturday and Sunday in St. Augustine. And Dr. Montgomery wants me to tell him, when our old Center Point, you know what I'm talking about, Guy.
Yes.
Congregation went to worship in the Methodist Church at McIntosh while the Presbyterian Church was being built. And I can't remember to save my heart.
No, you have to get Mr. Collins to help you out.
Oh.
Miss Hannah said Mr.
I don't
Collins.
Know whether Mr. Collins would remember that or not. I think I'll have to talk to Miss Hayden. Or Elizabeth Walker.
Yeah. I never talked to Miss Hayden about such things. I imagine she had to have a good memory, though, about that.
Well, she was rocked in a Presbyterian cradle.
Yeah.
And she went to school in Converse, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And while she was there, she joined the Methodist Church there.
Oh.
And we have a dear old doctor, Hugh Rant, or those Kentucky, you know about them. Kentucky schools, Francis, up there in those mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Old Dr. Hugh Rant was a soldier in the war. And when he went through these mountains and saw the great spiritual depravity,
mm-hmm.
those mountaineers, he gave up his practice as a doctor and began then as a minister. And he had Annette Gist and Mrs. Pearl Ray, who afterwards became Dr. John Cunningham's wife, as teachers in one of those schools up there. And those two girls talked in different schools here in the South, raising money for schools for those mountaineers, mountain children. And Annette, you know, was a missionary to Japan. Perfect little lovely girl.
She must have been. She's certainly a lovely teacher now.
My sister said, though, Annette would have stars in her crown, but Elizabeth would too.
Yes.
Elizabeth wasn't a missionary, but nobody knows the good she does. Oh, all those old families fading out of them so fast. I just think sometimes of the people that lived here when we first came to Florida. Now, Edna and myself are the only representatives of the people that lived here, except a man named Johnny Reeves and Mrs. Buddy Huff. Oh, Miss Huff. Buddy's mother.
Yes, Miss Huff.
A representative of the families who were here when we came here. They're all gone.
I talked to Miss Huff one time, just accidentally. I went down to see the other boy.
Floyd.
Floyd. And she was out working in her little flowers, as I remember. Seemed like she had vegetables out there too, but I can't remember. She's out working.
Beautiful.
And she's right jolly, Miss Anna. I mean, she's nice to talk to.
Yes. Julia was always a good girl. She went to school to me. Married Mr. Huff, young man who came from Georgia, who worked down here in their packing houses. You know, they had packing houses all over this country, where young men from Georgia and Alabama all around came and worked in the orange in the packing houses. And this Mr. Huff came from Georgia. He had a lovely son, her oldest son, Kirby. He was a gentleman of the family. He was bitten by a rattlesnake. A lot, hunting. He lived 2 weeks and died.
Miss Anna, I left that little form out there in the car. I'll go get it, you and Fanny.
You better pay it to me.
Yeah, I'll pay it to you. I'll go off and visit a little bit. I'll run out there and do the shooting.
Okay. Excuse you.
Francis, he's mighty good to me.
Well, he just loves you to death.
Well, I don't see why. You know, I feel so unworthy. I got so many blessings. I just feel so unworthy.
Well, I don't know. I think there's place of pride in here a little bit, maybe.
But he and Faye are certainly two lovely people.
Well, they find you mighty, mighty strengthening.
Well, I haven't met anybody that I don't love.
No.
In that family.
Yeah.
You and Mr. Hurley. How is he?
Well, he's just fine.
Is he with you?
Yes, he is. He doesn't know we're over here, or he'd be kind of put out.
And the sweet little Faye, is she getting on all right?
She's getting along pretty good right now.
And the baby?
He's a big old boy. Mighty big old boy.
You know, we have a grandson, a great grandson.
Yes, I think I hear him. Isn't he in the back here?
Yes, his poor mother. He's in the field.
Yeah. I believe I see Jane's sister back here, don't I?
Yes, ma'am, Alice.
Uh-huh.
Now turn on the light, guy, for you to see.
I don't need a light.
What's happening to you?
I don't know, Miss Anna. They go out and ride in their boats, I think.
I tremble for it. I said, for any little necality, what do you call it? Any little misuse of law, those two niggers that committed that awful deed could be turned loose.
Yeah.
Majors again on society. Our Supreme Court. How I wish the Kiffin and the Reese's, those people could go and preach to them. Oh, oh. Francis, I don't see how we could live without trusting Jesus. How we could live. I'm not afraid that the church is going to be hurt. We've got his promise. It never has failed. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But all over this country, for perfectly awful things are being done, you know, right here at McIntosh. Just a few weeks ago, a Negro and a white man went into the store there, robbed a man, and then shot him. Right at McIntosh.
Yeah, that new little store they've just opened.
Right at our door. Makes me. And they're not being caught. That's a sad thing.
That comes out an odd way, doesn't it?
That was a right nice little forum, isn't it?
That was a beautiful forum. That was a beautiful forum. I thank you so much for bringing it, because I have listened to it and enjoyed it.
Well, we can listen to it again and just take our time.
And Francis, how long are you going to be with us?
About a week.
Well, I hope I'll see you again.
Sure, I hope so, too.
I'll be sitting up.
Well, it's all right. I'm going to be in bed.
Yes, that could happen at anybody's store, Miss Anna.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Could.
When did you first hear about that?
We heard of it. Heard it. Well, Fred even went down there to McIntosh after he heard it.
That night?
That night. You know, someone said they have a description of that man. They even know his name.
Oh?
Awful things are happening. Ruth Grubbs' husband, Mr. Grubbs, is a deputy, and he said not long ago something happened like that in Leesburg. I don't think they shot the man, but they robbed him. But they caught the man that did it. And I do hope they'll catch these men too.
I imagine they will. It won't take long. Wonder what made them do it. Right there.
Why?
In the...
Why did they? Well, it was robbery, you know. They wanted the money. And the man was good enough to give them the money. Without any. He gave them, I think, $400. And then the Negro shot him.
Yeah.
I think the Negro shot him because he didn't want him to call the police.
How's he getting along?
Fine. He's able to sit up, as I said, in a chair now. I said awful things are happening. Jane was telling me about Miss Patterson's son's wife, Juanita.
Yes.
That they have a great big dog that he's there with the children. And the other day, a Negro. Hello? Hello? Huh? Who you want to speak to? All right, I'll call her. Call Jane, please, sir, for me.
Jane?
Told her,
Miss
Anna.
I told her. That's a great help. These blankets.
Yes, sir. What we ever did without them, I don't know.
Oh, man.
But we had those great big feather beds. in the old times.
Yeah, that's right.
Feather beds and comforts.
I about freeze this morning early, and all I did was reach up and turn that thermostat up a little bit.
Yes, sir.
And it didn't take long.
No. Wonderful. Our blessings. Our forefathers and mothers. And there, certainly they all had great faith. We didn't have any. Oh. Yes. Electric lights. But we had 7 fireplaces in this old house.
Yeah.
And plenty of wood.
Yeah.
Just plenty of wood. All raised. Had a great roaring fire in this room.
Mm-hmm.
In the dining room there. Make one. We always had one in the living room.
People didn't go in much for those little wood stoves in the end, did they?
No, sir. No. We had a great big old wood stove in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But we had our fireplaces. And as I say, plenty of wood. We had negroes on the place to cut it,
mm-hmm.
cord it, pile it up. Pine, and oak and hickory. There's plenty of wood. But you know, it costs us a lot now to get a cord of wood.
Yeah. Cheaper just to buy a little kerosene.
Yes, kerosene stores. But you know, food cooked in those old wood stoves tasted mighty good.
Yeah.
You know, Miss Richardson kept hers a long time. She wouldn't give hers up. Nancy had the electric stove, but she wouldn't give her wood stove up.
Oh, really?
But I don't know whether she has it now or not.
Yeah.
I know she's crippled. Largely.
You know, I'll tell you one reason they gave up those good old wood stoves, Miss Anna, is they took a little time.
Yes, sir.
And there's people figured there's just other things they'd rather do with their time.
Well, Mr. Wood had a clerk that lived here with us, and he got up every single morning and made a fire in the kitchen. So I could go in there and get breakfast.
Yeah.
He said he wanted to be a good scout, to do a good turn once a day anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I was thinking about the minister's sermon last Sunday that I didn't hear, about the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And he must have been telling us to do what we can with what we have. I heard a minister speak once about what's in your hand. You know, where poor Moses was saying what he couldn't do.
Yeah.
That God told him to throw down that rod, it blessed blossom. Then it turned to a snake. And that was the question he asked his congregation. What's in your hand? Do what you can.
I miss that too. I turned it on, but I think my watch was wrong. I just missed it.
Consecrated men that we listened to this morning.
Miss Anna, they are some of the best.
They are. They certainly are.
Now see, that's Clyde and Robert.
Oh, yeah.
And Albert and Roland.
Wonderful forum.
Now, they on the forum when I first started listening to that with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I remember.
They were the ones.
They were the ones.
And they were on regular. The best of them,
yes,
any of them.
Yes, they were on regular.
And then I think they kind of started the policy of working in some of the younger men.
Yes, sir.
And it got so there that they were all younger men, and they were, these fellows, not any of them appeared, and I missed them.
That greedy snow, we're getting pretty good.
Yeah.
With it, eh?
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
I know he's cool.
Santa, I don't know what this cold weather is going to do to us. Is it freezing tonight or frost?
I'm so sorry about it. But truckers know. Poor Freddy said I've been through it enough to know.
That doesn't make it any less costly for him.
No. No, sir. No. He said with beers coming in, awfully hard.
Yeah. So many of those bills.
Once it was on the radio or the television, I've forgotten what. The man that was talking, he said the chimney's blown down. And it rains. When it rains in the house. But we're still living. The cow died. The old pig ran away.
Yeah.
But we're still living.
Yeah.
Yes. I've lived through many, many a one. Many a one.
You know, sometimes, Miss Anna, you feel when you've come and been off somewhere and coming home again, you just wonder what sort of bad news they're going to have this time.
Yes.
The first thing, the horses are out, or the
yes.
cows sick.
Yes, sir. That's true. Sheep in the middle.
Yeah.
Cows in the comb.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Well, I know. It's so... But, as I say, we are living.
Miss Anna, you see, you have never had to live in an apartment and where there's no grass to cut and no leaves to rake and no animal, no pigs to worry about, see?
No. I've never lived in a place where I didn't have to work.
Yeah.
Rake the leaves. Sometimes feed the pigs.
How do you think that would be, living in a place like that?
I don't think I'd love to live it. I lived in a small house when I lived in Dunedin. I didn't have any chickens to feed down there. I just had my children to take care of. But... Dr. Strange asked me a few years ago if I still fed the chickens. I said, chickens have most gone out of style. We buy most of our chickens and eggs now, and we do. We've got some little bantams running around the yard. But people don't pay any attention to them.
And your hens? We'll steal a nest and you don't know where they are.
No, sir. We don't. Sometimes they'll come up with one chicken. Sometimes it's five or six. But something happens to them all. They don't pay any attention to them here. You ever hear them crowing?
Yours? Let me see. I can hear Miss Bessie's crow.
Who is?
Bessie Jackson.
Yes. Bessie has some. Bessie and Liza, Dora, and Daisy. Good old Dora. came up here to see me day before yesterday.
Oh, really? How's she getting on?
Well, she suffered terribly with that knee. With her knee.
What's the trouble with her knee?
Oh, for years it's been hurting her.
Rheumatism?
Rheumatism, we call it. I guess it's arthritis.
And she suffers from
it. She certainly has. But she was one of the best people. Guy, she won. She came to fly, and she didn't bring her things. And she wanted to go back to Georgia and get her things. And our children needed shoes. So she came to Mr. Wood, and she told him, "If you will shoe my children, when I come back, I'll work in the field for you." Well, he trusted her. He took her children and fitted them with shoes himself. And when she came back, she did work for him. She worked for my Freddy and would be working today for him if she wasn't crippled. She never, that gratitude has always been in her.
Yeah.
Always been in good old order.
Well, I seem to see that in Liza, too, and Bessie, and
yes.
Daisy.
Oh, yes, all of them. Yes, sir. They're all good people.
That is the only way they know how to live, looks like.
I don't know Bessie very well. I knew Mag Jackson, and our children.
Well, Bessie talks about you as if you just an old neighbor of hers.
Well, I know who she is, and I know she's been a good citizen.
When I've been up here, she always wants to know how you get along, what you say.
Well, I knew Mag Jackson was a cousin. I think.
Yeah.
Well, Mag Jackson, father and mother, old Uncle Butler and Hannah Bell. And they were some of the best old people. Best old people, old Aunt Hannah. Was a good old Christian. She was Mag's mother.
Mm-hmm.
The mighty good colored people have lived here. There have been some that have been against us. There was one Negro called himself Tua Lewis that we were glad when he left. He wasn't much to the community.
I don't know.
That was a long time ago. But he left this community. But the colored people that have lived here have been good people, all of them.
I'm not sure I remember about him.
No, you can't remember about him because that was a long time ago.
Did he work for you all?
Yeah. They wanted to run him once for postmaster. He was a terrible Republican.
Oh.
But he wasn't elected.
For postmaster?
Postmaster. Another man named Martin, a white man, was elected. He wasn't much better than the Negro. But they all left here.
Yeah.
I know very few colored people that were against the white people. This old Jesse Walker was a good Negro, and his mother certainly was.
Who is he, Miss Anna?
You know that poor old Negro Amy
that
had her knees cut off.
Yeah.
He was her husband.
Oh, yes, yes.
Until she took Will Brown in there. But old Uncle Buster Bill and his family, and old Uncle Nathan Harrison, you know, that owned the place way up there on the hill.
I guess she pretty well took care of Will Brown for the longest time.
Yeah. Old Will had a good wife and three children that he deserted.
Deserted?
He deserted.